You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, some random facts for you today.
Okie doke.
Minnesota has not gone for a Republican presidential candidate since Nixon in 1972.
Huh.
No other state has gone that long.
Really?
Yeah, 1972.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
The dog who played Spuds McKenzie in the Bud Light commercials in the 80s.
Yes.
Was really a girl. Yeah. Her real name was Honey Tree Evil Eye.
Okay.
Love that, huh? Hey, there are only three crimes mentioned in the Constitution of the United States. Those would be treason, piracy, and counterfeiting. Huh. Treason, piracy, and counterfeiting, the only crimes mentioned in the Constitution. And finally, an inventor in Illinois and an inventor in Washington simultaneously invented the garage door opener in 1931, and neither of them knew about the other.
Interesting.
I'm curious who owns that patent. The guy in Illinois?
I don't know.
The guy in Washington?
You gotta look that up.
Simultaneously. I don't. But I'm just blown
simultaneously.
Away.
Simultaneously.
That's right. That would be at the same time, concurrently. I'm just blown away that Spuds McKenzie was a girl. Spuds is a girl. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today? A girl. Spuds.
Meg Ryan, John Mellencamp.
Yeah, what about him?
Off or on?
I say off.
Well, days after people confirmed her split from the rocker on November 4th,
yeah,
she's been spotted wearing that little ring.
That doesn't mean anything. Maybe she just likes it.
Maybe she just likes it.
Maybe it's the bling that just like warms her finger. I don't buy that.
Well, she's been spotted on multiple outings.
Uh-oh.
So today, Meg was seen running errands, dressed in a low-key jeans and a jacket to stay warm in the cool weather.
It is cold.
And wearing what appeared to be her engagement ring from Mellencamp on her left ring finger.
Wow.
Then Sunday, plot thickens.
Oh, yeah?
Source tells people that she was also seen wearing the ring when she attended a special screening of the upcoming movie Bombshell in New York City.
Huh.
Hey, you know what? If you got a nice ring, it's a shame not to wear it.
Yeah, but I mean,
she could wear it on a different hand.
She could wear it on a different hand, different
finger.
And
maybe, just maybe,
maybe
it's
there's
number
some,
five.
Maybe there's some truth to this rumor. I don't know. Until they walk down the aisle and say, I do, I'm not going to believe this out of Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp because I don't know. And I'm curious why they get along, don't get along, get along, don't get along. I don't get it.
Because then when they're not getting along, they say mean stuff about the other one.
I think they do.
Didn't you see one time that she's like crazy or something?
Yeah, I've not paid that much attention to it recently.
Yeah.
But they were looking for a wedding venue. Not that they have to get married. Not that they have to. Not at this age, of course, but maybe
and
they
maybe
want to.
They shouldn't. Maybe she should just wear the bling and they can live together.
He's already paid for it, so it's not a big deal. It's not like it's like, hey, that thing's on payments over to George Thompson's. You've got a friend in the diamond business.
Maybe he went to Jared's.
Maybe he did. But for sure, it's probably paid for. I'm going to guess it's paid for, I think. I don't know. Do you think she smokes like a chimney like he does? He's had a heart issue before when he was much younger. Little known fact. Yeah, when he was doing the Farm Aid stuff with Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to stop for a while because he had either had a mild heart attack or something wrong with his heart, something wrong with his ticker. That was a long time ago. He seems to be fine now.
Yeah.
But I think he still smokes like four packs of cigarettes a day.
Yikes.
It'll come out in the end. We'll know all about it in the end. I don't know that I could be married to somebody like that. I don't know.
That'd be rough.
Yeah, four packs a day. You know he's not the kind of guy that says excuses himself, leaves the house and goes to a smoking area or goes to the backyard.
Probably not.
It's not. He's probably just like, hell, I'm John Mellencamp. I just smoke as much as I want. My damn house! What do you think this is, Callie? Give me your paper straws. No plastic bags.
Hey, Kim Kardashian. Well, it's she's moving beyond basic underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Now?
So she announced on Monday that her Skims shapewear brand will now sell,
wait for it,
pasties and body tape.
Well, of course she should sell pasties and body tape.
Pasties? I don't know about pasties. So Kim is, she swears by using duct tape.
Really?
Yeah, to secure those biggins beneath revealing dresses.
The biggins.
Which is every day. So
she must be teaching her daughters this, too.
It's duct tape. Now, no more duct tape.
No more duct tape. She's got her pasties.
The new Skims teardrop-shaped pasties.
Oh, my.
They'll come in three colors. Sandstone, Tiger's Eye, and Smoky Quartz.
Tiger's Eye.
And they retail.
What the hell color is Tiger's
Eye? $12.
$12, is that each or for two? That's what I want to know.
Now,
the
body tape.
Uh-huh.
Which are available in the same colors.
Tiger's Eye.
They can be customized to fit various necklines, and they'll cost $36.
Yeah, and I can imagine it comes in a roll like duct tape, and the way you customize it is you get a pair of scissors and you kind of cut it. Cut it to the. That's customization right there. Scissors and some duct tape. Colored duct tape. Ay, ay, ay. It's got to be two sided, right? I mean, this is how this works. You know, one side sticks to the skin, the other side sticks to the dress. I mean, they've had this forever. I'm sure it costs more than $36. I mean, just ask J-Lo.
Well, they have big thing was always double-sided tape.
Throne. I mean, all of these women, to avoid wardrobe malfunctions on the red carpet, are wearing tape.
Yes,
on
they're
these
like double-sided
dresses.
Tape.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I thought the other ladies were using double-sided tape. That's always been a thing.
Yeah. But it's got to be pretty sturdy, though.
It was duct tape. Well,
I mean, you're going to use double-sided cellophane tape or...
I guess it depends on the size of your knockers.
You know who's probably familiar with double-sided tape is Halle Berry. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say she's probably... pretty familiar
well, okay,
with
that.
Okay,
so here's something very important in case you're Christmas shopping.
Okay.
they launch on November 14th at 12 p.m.
At 12 p.m.
Yes, because there's a time they're launching.
It's just like Disney Plus.
But this is Eastern Standard
Time.
Don't
everybody sign on at once because you might break the internet.
Now, she has said before that taping her breasts takes a little work, but trust me, it's worth it. LOL.
LOL. Thanks, Kim. Okay. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and
it's all gift ideas for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.